This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today, let's consider journalists and snow. To hear some people talk, plain old journalism isn't worth the paper it used to be printed on, and journalists matter even less. Clearly ridiculous. Journalists do valuable work, passing along useful info day after day. The big leaguers are more than useful, busy writing one after another first draft of history, a phrase used as early as 1905. What's news today is history tomorrow, yet another truth that's self-evident. Journalists can also be funny, though most try not to let humor get in the way of pursuing the truth. One particular wit got me thinking about all this. Earl Wilson was a back-in-the-day gossip columnist, noted for being fair and honest, so much so that celebrities begged him to share their private stories. Who wouldn't love a guy who could report with a straight face, "An exhaustive study of police records shows that no woman has ever shot her husband while he was doing the dishes." But as for snow, and here's where we start heading up the road properly, Earl Wilson once said, "Snow and adolescence are the only problems that disappear if you ignore them long enough." That also sounds true. The immense amount of snow that's landed on California will disappear eventually, ignore it or not. But why ignore it? Before it starts melting and threatens to become a flooding problem, it's playtime, people. Skiers and snowboarders have been having soft, powdery fun all winter, so now the rest of us need to get to it. Kind of a rookie? Just to get started, you could go whole hog for a day and check into a snow play resort, where food, bathrooms, and other family-friendly facilities are close at hand, not to mention rent-a-sleds and snow saucers or tubes. Some don't allow you to BYO equipment. There are a number of good choices near Tahoe. Affordable and fun, Kingvale Resort is open weekends only now, but all-day snow play and sledding is just $10 per person plus parking. Adventure Mountain at South Lake Tahoe expects to be open through April and offers snowshoe trails as well as both sledding and tubing with groomed sledding runs. It's $30 per car, perhaps even a better deal, and you can rent sleds or BYO, but no wooden or metal ones are allowed. If you have your own snow toys, California snow parks that dot the Sierras are an option. $5 day use fee, get your permit in advance, or risk a big fine. For quiet, find a spot without snowmobilers. There are a few near Tahoe, endlessly popular, so get there early, even on a weekday. Parking goes fast. Better yet, avoid the city crowds and play for free, close to home. Ask around. Forest Service offices are a good place to get suggestions. Near Mount Shasta, for example, Snowman Hill on the way to McLeod at Snowman Summit is a good choice, if there's snow, or drive farther to Eskimo Hill near Lassen on Highway 44. Butte Meadows up Highway 32 from Chico is usually good, though it's starting to melt there now, or keep going to Plumas and Lassen counties. Some national forests and Lassen National Park offer free guided snowshoe and cross-country treks in good snow years. Here's another great snow quote. "A snowball in the face is surely the perfect beginning to a lasting friendship." So get out there right now, the best year ever for California snow, and make some friends. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.